Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
Welcome, everyone, to the Music Matters Podcast. This is the podcast where the music matters and we talk about music matters. Do you get it? Don't you think that's clever? Come on, admit it. It's clever. Kind of a little play on words. Yes, the Music Matters Podcast is a podcast dedicated to music because the music matters. And we're going to be talking about those matters, those issues, well, about music. We're going to be talking about what's on the chart. We'll be talking about what is not on the charts. We'll be talking about new music. We'll be talking about music that is popular now, and we'll be looking to the future, trying to figure out where music is going, identifying those trends, telling you, hey, pay attention to that artist, pay attention to that album, because 6 months from now, 7 months from now, everyone's going to be talking about it. So if you listen to the Music Matters Podcast, guess what? You're going to be the most knowledgeable music person in the room. And I know that's your life goal, right? I mean, I know every day you wake up and go, you know what I want to be? I want to be the most knowledgeable person about music. Okay, maybe that's not actually a life goal. Maybe it's not even in a top 20 list of your top 20 goals. But, even if that's not a goal, I think you will enjoy this podcast if you care about music. Now, I know doing a music podcast is somewhat an iffy proposition because a lot of people listen to music. There's no question about it, but they're not really passionate about it. They like what comes on the radio. They have a few favorite artists. They may have a favorite genre, but they're not really music fans. They don't want to know about everything happening in the music. They don't want to keep up with this and keep up with that. They just kind of listen in a more casual way. So this podcast is obviously going to be more directed to and dedicated to those fans who just love music. They listen to it all the time. They always are keeping up with new music that is coming out. They always want music suggestions. They just love to listen to music and listen to discussions about it. And if that is you, great. If that is not you, please, please, please share this podcast with that music fan in your life. And if you don't have one in your life, please just walk around your neighborhood yelling out, is there a music fan nearby? And if they say yes, run up to them and say, please subscribe to the Music Matters podcast because the music matters to you. So this podcast is for you. Get it? If the music matters to you, then the Music Matters podcast is for you. See, I'm just so clever. Okay, actually, not really. But I hope you get kind of the idea. Now, the reason I'm kind of trying to describe the purpose and kind of what I want to accomplish with this podcast is because in a roundabout way, this is really the debut episode. Now, I know I've recorded some things in the past and they've shown up here or there about music, but this is kind of the launch of the Music Matters podcast in any meaningful way. And what we're going to try to do is produce one once a week, and then we'll see if we can build an audience. If there's an audience for it, if there are people are interested, engaged, and passionate about it, then maybe we'll produce more. It's just going to be, you know, supply and demand. You supply where there is a demand. If there is no demand, you go find something else to do. So we'll have to wait and see what the verdict is. Now, because this is the debut episode, I need to get a number of things out of the way. First, the Music Matters podcast will have the Music Matters playlist. The Music Matters podcast will have the Music Matters playlist. To find that playlist on Apple or Spotify, all you need to do is go to Apple or Spotify and search for TSRK 30. T as in Tom, S as in Sam, R as in Renee, K as in Kate, right? T-S-R-K, right? T-S-R-K and the number 30, all right? T-S-R-K 30. Do a search for that on Apple or Spotify. You will find my profile. Once you find my profile, you can click to follow me, and then you can find the playlist, The Music Matters. Now, The Music Matters playlist will be updated on a regular and consistent basis. There'll be things added. There will be things deleted. So you'll want to listen to, you'll want to keep up with the playlist on a regular and consistent basis. My suggestion would be listen to it 5 times every single day. And before you go to bed, you want to look at it. In fact, you want to wake up every 3 hours in the middle of the night to look at it, because it's really going to be that life-changing. Okay, it may not be that life-changing, but the point is it's going to be updated a lot. It's not going to be some dead playlist that someone created. No one is touching it. No one is really paying any attention to it. I'm going to update it. Well, if I'm listening to something and the music matters to me and I think it's good, it's going to show up in the Music Matters playlist. If I talk about it here, it's going to show up there. So it's not like you have to write anything down. If you hear me talk about an album, just go to the Music Matters playlist on Apple or Spotify, and you'll find it right there. It's that simple. So you don't have to remember anything. Again, TSRK 30. And well, look for that and you will find my profile. And then please follow that playlist. All right. Now, this is going to be kind of short because this is kind of just the introduction, kind of the debut, you know, episode. And there's a lot I could talk about. The danger here is trying to figure out what to talk about for each episode, because literally I could talk for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours about music. And I know you may think that's a little hyperbole, but it's actually not. It's very accurate. I love music. The music matters to me. All right. So I love to listen to it. I love to talk about it. I love to read about it. So I'm going to have to try to figure out what to talk about and try to limit it so that the podcasts are not too long. But for this one, this debut episode, let's make it short and sweet and let's get to the point. Here are the albums you need to be paying attention to for this coming weekend. These are the albums you need to hit, repeat on over and over and over, and you need to pay attention to them, and I'll try to explain. First, on my list, this album is already shown up on a number of best of the year list. Right now on the album of the year playlist, this is the number one album of the year right now on their list. This has gotten praise everywhere, so you need to at least listen to it once, all right? Because this is one of those albums that's going to be very relevant to the critics, and we'll see if it has any influence going forward. It's kind of a post-punk sound. It's kind of a slap in the face. If you're listening to what's really, you know, trending in music now, you got that EDM slash electronic pop slash R&B rap hip-hop sound that's really everywhere and dominating everything. This is a slap in the face to what is currently trending in music. This goes a completely different direction. A post-punk sound, all right? The name of the album, Joy as an Act of Resistance. Now, that is a cool title. Joy as an Act of Resistance. I like the title just because right now in 2018, everyone seems so ticked off. Everyone seems so angry. Everyone seems so mad. Joy is an act of resistance. Now, when you listen to the album, they don't sound so joyful. Right? So, I don't know. You could read into it what you want, but it's still a cool title. Joy is an Act of Resistance. The name of the band, IDLES. IDLES. All right? IDLES. If I try to pronounce it, then you're going to probably look it up the wrong way. So, I'm just going to spell it for you. IDLES. All right, a post-punk, at times, oh, well, there's just all kinds of, I'll let you figure out the influences. The album kicks off in a really cool way. And what's awesome is before the first track is over, you're going to think it changed to track 2, but it didn't. there's this massive change about the middle, a little bit more than halfway through the first track. And it's like, wait, what just happened? But it's the same song. It's really cool. It's called Colossus, I think, is the first track on the album. And you should listen to that. And that track is in the playlist, all right? So Joy is an Act of Resistance by IDLES. Many believe the best album of 2018. Since we're in November, it's time to start looking to the best of the year list, and I would definitely start with that album, all right? Another album that I definitely think you should pay attention to, or it's actually an EP. It's called Buried. Buried, all right? The EP is called Buried. It's this atmospheric, kind of a dark-sounding album that's just perfect for, like, you know, this transition from a fall. You got that chill in the air turning into winter. It's the perfect album for that, a perfect EP for that. Throw on some headphones, just turn off the lights. This is a perfect album for that. It's called Buried. It's an EP by J.K. Crowe. J.K. Crowe. C-R-O-W-E. J.K. Crowe. It's called Buried. If you listen to Apple Music Beats 1, they've given this a lot. They've given at least one single from this EP a lot of attention, especially today. And so going forward, we'll see how much attention it gets. But I would definitely check out the EP. It's not that time consuming to check out an EP, and I think it's well worth your time. Late night sounding, winterish, atmospheric, dark, just a lot of cool sounds. Great for the headphones. Buried by J.K. Crowe. All right. And then I'll throw one more at you that's probably going to